We are on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, the top of the Amud. Tanan Hotsam, we learned in the Mishnah in Shviyis, Shalosh Arotzeis Labir. The Eretz Yisrael is divided into three halakim, three lands, and they have different halachas of beer. Yehuda, different zmanim of beer. Yehuda ve'iver hayardein ve'golu. V'sholeish arotzeis b'chol achas v'achas. And in the sholeish arotzeis, there are three halakim in each eretz. Tesis explains there's the Emek, there's the Hor, there's the Shvela. There are three different types of land in each eretz. V'sholeish arotzeis b'chol achas v'achas. Let us see what Rashi says. Shalosh arotzeis be'eretz Yisrael chelukeis zu mizu le'inyan bia. She'ein zu soimeches al zu. Mishekolo bo. V'afal pi shaloi kolo bechavoto. That means if it's kolo in one eretz, if it's kolo in Yehude, so dem achuyiv mitzvahs bia. They cannot rely that in the golo it is not kolo yet. V'sholosh arotzeis b'chol achas v'achas, shechalukais b'minhig kiyim peiriseyim. That in Yehuda alone, and in Galil alone, and in Evayad alone, there are three parts in each eretz that have different zmanim when the peiris run out, when the kol lachayim in asod, shepeiriseyim kolish shel zu, Kaidem lazu. Ba'af al pikein. So even though in Yehuda alone, you have mekaimis where it is kolo lachayim in asode, osinu kulon achas lebir kidemeforish va'ozel. Af al pikein, it is considered one eretz legabi mitzvahs bir, and we don't look that even though in this mokim, in this har, it's kolo lachayim in asodeh, but al kaponim, since in the emek, it's like kolo lachayim in asodeh, so memela, so in the har, they're also permitted to eat. Zok the Mishnah Baita, v'lama amru sholosh arotzeis lebir. So what is the kasha? So Rashi learns pshat, the kasha is as follows. Hoyu v'sholosh arotzeis l'chol achas, since we say there are different mekaimes in each eretz, harei kan teish arotzeis. So therefore the halacha should be that there's nine mekaimes, and each one has its own zman of kol lachayim min asode. L'may ilchisa amru sholosh arotzeis l'bir v'sulay. So why did we say that there's only shalosh arotzes? There should be nine arotzes. That's the Mishnah's kasha. And for the Mishnah, shiya oichlen bechol achas va'achas at sheichle ha'achrein shebo. So the teretz is, the reason he said the number three, because asom l'sholosh shebechol achas ki'ilu hein achas. Because even though in each eretz there are three different mekaimis which have different zmanim of kolo lachayim min asode, afal pikein, the whole Yehuda has a din of one mokim. Va'oichlin bechol achas va'achas me'asholosh achlukes labir, and whoever lives in each chelik of Yehuda, at sheyichle ha'achrein shebisholeish arzaisel, till the last one. That means if the darim chelik of Yehuda, there is still peiris l'chayim shebisode, so the tzofen chelik, that is kvar kolo l'chayim in asode, can still continue eating because it's a dying like kol on the darim chelik. At sheyichle achin shebisholeish arzaisel, oichlem bi Yehuda עד שיחלה אחרין שבשולש ארצה ישראל, וכן בעבר הירדן וכן בגולו. So the Mishnah is telling us, even though in reality there are 9 mekaymes, and in the zmanim that it is called lechayim in asode, there are 9 zmanim, but lahaloche there is only 3 zmanim nefrodim for mitzvahs bia, and these are in these 3 arotzes. Frekte gemore menohani mili. Omer Rav Chome Baruch ve Omer Rav Yosi Bar Chanina Omer Kro v'livhem techo v'lachaya asher ba'artzecho kol zman shechaya oichelos min asode hei ochel lebehem shebebayis kol olachaya asher besode kol olebehem techo o kalei lebehem techo min habayis ugemiri דאין חיה שביהודה גדלה על פרש שבגולל, ואין חיה שבגולל גדלה על פרש שביהודה. זאת רשי, מנו הנימילי, דאויך, so that רשי learns it's a double cash. Number one, מנו הנימילי, דאויך להם ביהודה, עד שייך לאחרין שבשולס הרוצי שבו, how do we know that in Yehuda they can eat, even though it was kola in 2/3 of Yehuda, they can still eat till it's yichla achrin shebisholi sarotzi shebo, one kashe, and avolein oichlin bi Yehuda yidei oisin shebegolo. But you cannot continue eating in Yehuda if it's not kola in golo. So we're asking a double kashe, menohani mili. So the Gemara says, first we bring a pasuk, "Lebehemtecho v'lachaya asher be'artzech." That's the pasuk, and then we say, "Ugemiri misayres me'aviseinu deinchaye shebiyehuda misrachekes kolkach lotzeis miyehuda legolu." A chaye from Yehuda will not go to Golu. Umigolu liyehuda. Avo yoitzi mi golo le golo mi Yehuda le Yehuda. So we have here a posik and a gemiri. So how does the limud go? So the limud goes as follows. That means if there would not be a posik, so perhaps one would say that the gather of kolo lechaya minasode is perhaps totally in each individual. If legabi your sode, it's kolo lechaya. So memele, so finished. So then you're not allowed to keep it in your, you have to make mitzvahs bia. So therefore it says in the posik, asher ba'artzecha. We measure big. We don't look at private fields. We look in the whole Eretz. Eretz means a land. We look in a land that the whole land has one shear. Now we have 2 Mesiris. One Mesiris we have, the Gemara only brings down one, but Rashi says in this one, Likt Shein, the Zweite Eichet. We have a Mesiris that Achaye Shebi Yehude will not eat by Golu. So that means, Hastis, that when the Chayah Sheb Yehuda went up and down Yehuda, there's nothing to eat, so the Chayah is finished. It will not, that's the Hishtadlus that the Chayah will do, and it won't go further. It won't go to Golu. Rashi says it won't go to Golu, because they're not Misrachik. The Sfas Emes says he doesn't understand that. Then Chayah Sheb Yehuda Misrachik is called Kach Lotzeis Me Yehuda Le Golu. So he asks Akasha, what does he have to richuk? If the Chaya can go on the whole area of Yehuda, on the boundary area of Golo, so why can't it go into Golo already? He says it would seem differently, that a Chaya, there's a certain territory that this Chaya feels comfortable in. It won't go into a different territory. That's one hanoche, but tein chaye shebi Yehuda mischachekes legolul means, but a chaye shebi Yehuda will be mishtavel in the complete Yehuda. So memele, so we have here First of all, we have here a posik. The posik tells us that we think big. We don't think small. We think in arotzes. We look at lands. It has to be color from the land. That's the posik. And now we have a mesoires that how do you measure lands? You measure lands by how I'll pee the tivius of a chaye. So the chaye shebe Yehuda will go through the whole Yehuda to search for food. So Kozman, there's any food left in Yehuda, so Mamela, so it's considered loikola lachaya minasode. But Yehuda will not help for Golil because the chaye shebe Golil will not enter Yehuda. This is how Rashi learns pshat in the Mishnah. So it comes out, Lemaise, Laloche, there's only three different territories. And the Mishnah is saying that even though, Lemaise, there's nine Zmanim of Kolo Lechaya Minasode, but in Haloche, there's only three Zmanim, which is applicable for these three territories. That is Harashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see Taisvis. At Sheyichle Achrein Shebo, Perish akuntris, at she tichle ho acharoine she ba'arzo iseho. That is pshat. That's the terrors of the kashe. V'loma omu sholosh arotzis lebir, not nine. She oichlim b'chol achas v'achas. You eat in the whole territory, the whole, at she yichle achroin she bo in that territory. At she tichle achroine she ba'arzo iseho. Vasholish arotzei shebechol achas, but the in each eretz which contains sholish arotzeis shavus hay. That's how Rashi says. Ve'ein nire dim einam chalukais lama shoyne sholish arotzeis bechol achas. If lemaise these three zmanim do not make any difference in halacha. So why does the Mishnah have to say that there are sholish b'chol achas v'achas? So be'emesin Rashi farem for that. The Rashi said that he wants to tell you the chiddush boy, that even though there are three different zmanim, afal pikein, it does not affect anyone halachically because the chayis will go from one mokim to the other. It's calling this chelik of Yehuda, the go to a different chelik of Yehuda. So it's not too gefelich why the Tana said it. The Tana wants to tell us the Chiddush boy. Ba'oid kosher l'ri. Desnan b'peirik tes de shviyitz, sholosh arotzeis l'bir. There are three arotzeis l'bir. V'sholosh arotzeis b'chol achas, ad sheyichla achreine shebo. Rab Shimon oimer, loy amru sholosh arotzeis, elo b'yehudeh. So Taisus understood pshat. The Rav Shimon said there's only a din of shalish arotzis in Yehuda. So there's no shalish arotzis in Golu. There's no shalish arotzis in Evrayad. Only in Yehuda. Michlal the latane kame shalish arotzis chalukes shekol achas chaluke lebiya. Rav Shimon nami meidelu be Yehuda. Frektach Taisus. So it seems. So what is the machloikis? The machloikis is, it seems that Rab Shimon seems to say that there's only a din sholish arotzis in Yehuda alone. There they stack a three zmanim. But in Golil and Eivar Yardim, there's no chalukas, there's only one Eivar Yardim and one Golil. And the Tanakhamis says, sholish arotzis b'chol achas, that in Fakert, in each one there's sholish arotzis. Oh, but weiss doch ois, there's a mach, that everyone holds this as the din of shalosh arotzis, and the shailis is it only in Yehuda, or is it in all three? That's Taisa's second kasha on Rashi. The Taisa's Yontif says that Fakert Rab Shimon means something else in Gansen. The Tanakhama holds there are three arotzes. There's Yehuda, Eivar HaYarden, and Golo. Rab Shimon says there's no such thing as shalosh arotzes. There's Yehuda, that he says like this, there are Sholish Arotzis in Yehuda, and Golil and Eiver HaYardim is Nechshav Kechode. That is Pshat. The Tanakhama says, Sholish Arotzis Labiel, Yehuda Eiver HaYardim v'Golil v'Sholish Arotzis b'chol achas ad sheyich l'choy neshebo. And that means, Hastis, that even though there's three zmanim in each one, opposite Golnish mit Golnish, it doesn't make a shini in aloche. That means like this, there's not Sholish Arotzis, Yehuda, Eva, Yarden, and Golu. There's only Sholish Arotzis in Yehuda. That's right. And Eva, Yarden, and Golu is one. So that's a machloikis. The Tanakam holds is Eva, Yarden, Golu, and Yehuda, and he holds no. The Sholish Arotzis in Yehuda, and Eva, Yarden, and Golu is one. So Mamele, not muchach what Tosfos said. That's how the Tosfos Yontif emphasizes Rashi. The Baal Tanura learns like Rashi there. But let us see how Tosfos learns. Lekach yesh loima, the achron shebo, that what the Mishnah says. So Tosfos wants to say that there are taka nine arotzes. Nan hosam, sholish arotzes labir, Yehuda beviyad v'dolu, v'sholos arotzes b'cholachas v'achas. There are taka nine. And that what it says, she'yoichlim b'chol achas v'achas ad she'yichlo ha'achrin shebo, the achrin shebo haynu peirish shebo ho. That means that there are three chalokim in Yehuda. There's ho, there's emek, and there's shvele. So when all the peirish shebo ho are eaten up, so then in the horim in Yehuda, you have to make beer. Upeirish shebamokim, ad sheich la'achin shebamokim, v'chein shebishveila, ad sheich la'achin shebishveila. That means that not that the whole Yehuda is permitted to eat ad sheich la'achin shebo Yehuda. No, Yehuda has three chalokim, and each chalik is permitted to eat till that ad sheich la'achin shebo and that chalik. Ubirishalmi yesh, omar, Rav Chome bar Ukve, b'shem Rav Yosi bar Hanine, Shi'aru loimer, ein chaye shebahar, g'deilo be'emek, v'chaye shebe'emek, ein g'deilo bahar. Fakert, just like we said, that the chayes are accustomed to only a certain territory, a Yehudidik chaye won't go into Golu, so in Yehudidik Gufe, a hardik chaye will not go into an emek. That these nine chalokim are the reisedik, because if we say that there are three territories, Yehuda in Golo, and the whole, and Eva Yarden, the whole reason for these three territories is because in this mokim it's kolo lechaye. A chaye will not go to another mokim, so it's called already kolo lechaye. So who adin in the three mekaymes in one territory? It's also called kol alachaya, because the chaya shebahar are finished. They won't go anyplace else, so they have already nothing what to eat anymore. So kol alachaya min asoda is kalei lebem tocha min abayis. Olefi ze mashma dahava midirais. Ploitik sheod amrinim bishmaiten dein chaya shebiyehude gedela shel golu. So Lachaire, Tais is saying a big Yiddish. We're saying that Afilo Achaye Shebi Yehuda will not go in Yehuda Gufe. So the Meir Afilo Mehal Lahar, that's the Yiddish. That one thing is that Achaye Sheba will not go to another Ha. But Lachaye Sheba Ha Yehuda, if it's Kolom Yehuda, let it go to Golul, to the Horim of Golul. No, it will not go to the Horim of Golul. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. So we have to understand, how did Tosfos learn Pshat in the Mishnah? Let us see the Mishnah. Tanan Hosam, Sholish Arotzeis Labir, Yehuda Ve'eba Hayardim Ve'golu, V'Sholish Arotzeis B'chol Achas V'Yachas. And there are Sholish Arotzeis. So in other words, there are nine Arotzeis. Veloma omru sholish arotzis labir. So what is the kasha? So according to Rashi, the kasha was, why did it say three? There are nine. So why did it say three? So verkehrt, so das erste war, Shioichlim, Bechol Achas Vachas, at Shiichle Ha'achin Shebo. That was a terrorist, that's verkehrt. Because Lebais and Aloch, it is only three, it is not nine. So it's a kashe and a terrorist. But according to Taisvis, Taisvis learns that there are nine. So what's the kashe and what's the terrorist? So the Melech Shlomo wants to say, according to Taisus, he wants to say that the kash of the Mishnah is as follows. Not the kash, why I say three. It means there's three in there's three in the three. So really the kash is V'lama Amru nine. What's the kash? The kash is that V'Eloshen HaPosik Mashme Shekol Mokem Shekola Min Hasoda Yevayah Minoi. Why is there nine mekaymis? It should be 1,000 mekaymis. It should be, you look at each sada bezunder. And for the Gemara, it says Arzecha. It says Eretz. You think big. That is chapter. So the kasha was, there should not be nine mekaymis. There should be thousands of mekaymis. And it should be dependent on each sada bezunder. Then that we answer is, the fakert that the menani mili learn from Arzecha, and that's the chiddush lama omru, because fakert that you do not look at each felt bazunda, you look at the whole mokim, the whole that Reuven can eat even though in his felt it's kolo lachaye, but in Shimon's felt it's not kolo lachaye. So memela you look in the whole eretz. There's nine arotzes, so each eretz lemaise is one entity. That one is permitted to continue eating till till this whole area, this whole territory is called Olachayim in Asode. That's the next chalik of Taisus. We have to know Tafnun Gimel Amad Aleph, so the Baal will skip it over. Zok the Gemara Vayte. Tana Rabbana, Peres sheyotzu me Eretz Yisrael lechutz la'aretz. Peres that were taken out from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz. Mizbarin bechol mokim shehein. So you make mitzvahs beer wherever they are. Then chutz la'aretz, you make mitzvahs beer in chutz la'aretz. Rab Shimon ben Elozo Omer yarzuru limkoimon. No, you have to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael v'yizbaru. The beer has to be in Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Shenemar Ba'artzecha. So we learn now from Ba'artzecha that that's where the Mokim HaBir has to be. Frek de Gemore Ho'afik. I learned out from this Artzecha another halacha, that in the Kol Lechayim Min HaSode, you don't look at his Sode, but you look at that at the whole area. So the Artzecha is telling me something else. How you mishayir kol lechayim min asoda? How can you learn out from this artzecha that the beer has to be ba'artzecha? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, kribei ba'oretz, it could have said ba'oretz, it says ba'artzecha, so I learn out both roshes. Inami ma'asher ba'artzecha. Ma'asher, you learn out the second halach. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, mizbarin Chitagia Ines Habir Shekolo Lachaya. It's Mizbarin Chitagia Ines Habir Shekolo Lachaya. Now the Rhitis of Loshin of Rashi would seem that Rashi is saying as follows: Perish Sheyotsu Me Eretz Yisrael Lachutzel Oretz Mizbarin. When are they Mizbayer? They're Mizbayer Chitagia Ines Habir. So it seems from Rashi as follows. Let's say the Oynes Habir is Chanukah. It seems that he left Eretz Yisrael Rosh Hashanah time. So he left before the Oynes Habir. Mizbarin, when it comes Chanukah, he has to be Mevayret. According to the Tanakama, Phil and Chutzlaris, and according to Rab Shimon ben Elozor in Eretz Yisrael. Is Lechayrem, the Chazenish and Perik Mokim Shenogu, he says he has one shtik Torah on that. He says if the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that you have to bring it back, it says according to, we'll see that Pemison, everyone holds this drosha. The Shaios is only a lechatchila dikedin or a bedieved dikedin. But the lechatchila, everyone holds the beer has to be ba'oretz. The Shaila is if bedieved, if you took it out, if you have to bring it back. So vayis tachoyis, that you're mechuyev to bring back. Now, with the peiros are now in chutz loretz, it's not kolol lechayim min asoda. It's not, we had a whole sugya before that the person went from a mokim shekolo le mokim sheloi kolo. So we had whole dinim over there. So if a person takes it to chutz loretz is equivalent to a mokim sheloi kolo because in chutz loretz there's no dinim whatsoever. So zukta chazainish, and if we have here a posik, that the posik tells me that you have to bring it back, so Zukta Zetmendoch, so the Chazanish says as follows, that the Pasuk is speaking about that when he left, it was already Zman Habir, that's what the Chazanish says. So if when he left it was Zman Habir, so then Minatoyre you have to be Mevayrit. Then, brings the Pasuk, so it's a Toyre Dikedin. It's already Chal Chayves Habir, or it's Chal Chayves Habir, so Memele, so then you mechui to be mevayret min ha-teir already, even though now it's chutz loretz, you have to be mevayret min ha-teir. So that would be very good if Rashi would say that. Rashi says, klo bayos, nitazoy. Rashi says, he left Rosh Hashanah and it became Chanukah. Rashi says, klo. That's what Rashi says, pshat. Mizbarin kshetagiya oynes habir. When it will be mevayret, that means he didn't leave when it was higiya oynes habir. He left Rosh Hashanah, and Kshetagiya Oynes Habir has to be Mevayret. Now, we had a Machloikis Tanoim. If a person left Mimokim Shaloi Kolu, and it became Kolu later, what is the din? We had a Machloikis Tanoim. So, in the whole sugya over there seems as a Machloikis Mokim Shalogu, Dafa Firen Zich Vizer Minik, Dafa Dint Firen Zich Vizer Minik, that was the whole sugya that the Beza Madalit. So it's a shrek. Here Rashi says pshat in the posik that he's mechuyev to bring it back, even though b'shas he left it was loikolo, and now he's in a mokam of loikolo. Rashi says pshat in the posik he has to bring it back. So l'chayr it's very shmer. I don't know pshat about kaponim. We're speaking about psukim over here, and Rashi says this din. And on the Gemara, on Amad Aleph, I stoi that if it was he left when it was loikolo, and now he's a mokim as loikolo, the whole chiyuv to be mevayer is only, is a machloik, number one is a machloikis tanoim, and number two, it seems the whole machloikis is totally in hilchis minig. If you have to be mekayim, the minig mi mokim sheyotza misham. And here at Vaistais, it's a derais. Let us go further. Bechol mokim shehein, v'loy matrachin alei lachziran la'eretz levaron shom. Mishum shenemar ba'artzecho, l'chaya asher bi'artzecho, v'zehu bi'yuron, shemafkiron b'mokim drises chaya u'behime. Now, this Rashi tells us two things. Number one, Rashi tells us what is Bir Peirish Shvius? And there's a big machloikis or Rishonim what Bir Peirish Shvius is, and there's a machloikis what Shitas Rashi is. Let us just see for one second how Taisvis brings down the Lashon of Rashi. This is not the Lashon that we have. Mizbarin Bechol Mokim Peirish HaKuntres Shenoisnin Oysom Lemirmos Chaya Ubehemet. So Tosfos brings down from Rashi that the peiros are put that behemoths and chayas should destroy them. Lemilmos behemoth chayas. They step on them. They destroy them. That is bir of peiros shvius. That is the rehitas loshen of Tosfos. That Tosfos brings down Rashi. Now, so you have to destroy it. Agavuche, the Shittas Rambam is, others say that Rashi holds like the Shittas Rambam, if we say like this, the Rambam says, "Hoyiloy peiris merubin." When the zman abir comes, mechalkin mazon gimel sudis lochalechad veechad. You give it away, gimel sudis. Ve'asr lechalach abir bein laniim bein lashirim. Vimloimotza oichlan b'shas abir seiref be'eis oimashlich liyom. The Rambam says, "B'shas the beer, you can give it away if you find oichlim, but if you don't find oichlim right away, you mechuyev to destroy it." And that's what Rashi says also. But Rashi it tells us a moiridike beer in our Gemara, which we'll see according to the other Rishonim is very shver. Rashi, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Vlivehemtecha ulachaya asher biartecha tia kol tvuah solecha." The tvuah of shviya should be livehemtecha ulachaya asher biartecha tia kol tvuah solecha. Fine. The Rashi brings down the chumash akasha, which chazal is the kasha. If you can give it to the chaya, vada givish, you can give it to the behemah. So the teretz is, no, you can only give it to your behemah when the chaya has to eat. So now I know that I can't give it to my behemah when the chaya doesn't have to eat. Fine. So you have to, so Rashi in chumash says, if there's enough for the chaya, then give to the behemah. Kol olachai min esoda kalei min habehemah shebebayis. Fine. Kalei, don't give it to the behemah. Now, what happens afterwards? What happens? I can't give to the behemah. What do I do now? So we learn out there's a mitzvah of beer. Wo steht der mitzvah of beer? Where does it say in the Torah what one should do? So Rashi found the mitzvah. Rashi, look at this Rashi. So Rashi says, "Lechaya asher ba'atzecha, lechaya asher ba'atzecha, levhemtecha lechaya." That's one thing. And now we learn, "V'lachaya asher ba'artzecha, zeu bi'uron shemafkiron b'mokim drisus chaya behema." So this posik is mavur. What? How you mavaya? L'behema l'chaya asher ba'artzecha. So this posik l'chaya, it's speaking about now that the chaya destroys it. L'mirmas behema v'chaya. And the posik says, you know where it has to be? Asher ba'artzecha. So the posik is speaking about biyul, mitzvahs biyul, that vizdeu biyulon. That's why Rashi is merdik meduyik here. The ba'artzecho, which is telling us where the biyul is, where the biyul should take place, the ba'artzecho is also telling us how you make the biyul. The biyul is, l'achaya asher ba'artzecho, shenitin l'mirmes b'hema v'chaya. Shemafkiram b'mokim drisus chayu b'hem. We'll come to Tosis, we'll see that according to Tosis is a problem. Ha'afiktei limu'utei de'ein tzaymchem b'nei Yehuda el al arzon v'loy al golu. There's a din arzachov, I care to you that each one has their own eretz. Kribei b'oretz, arzachov, ya b'ksiv b'oretz. Habeshabet mino chodeminai, hashte de sibartra drosh batarti. Inami asher le drosh. Let us see Taisvis. Mizbarin bechol moke, perish akuntaris, shenoisnim oiso le mirmes chayu behim. Agav urche, that is not the lotion of our Rashi. Rashi says, vizel biuron shemafkiron bimokoim drises chayu behim. Rashi does not say shenoisna lemirmos. Rashi says shemafkiron bemokim drises chay behemah. We'll see soon. We can learn a different pshat in Rashi, not the way Tosis brings down from Rashi, but they say a different gilus in Rashi. Shenoisna in oisan lemirmos chay behemah. Tosis says, "Lo, it's given to be destroyed by lemirmos chay behemah." B'loy nire. So Tosis, that's not true. Damutorim acher bir la'aniyim l'kul alma. It's not hosom misha hoyuloi perish viis vigia shasa bir v'chalkon mozen sholishudis lochol echot aniyim oich lamacha rabir v'lo yashirim v'rab yoisi דיבי רבי יהודה, רבי יוסי הם אחד עניים ואחד עשיר, הם איכלם אחר רביו. הגבורכה, את החידוש ירן, says what is called עניים, what is called עשירים. עניים is called that those who picked peiris from another field, these are called עניים. It means the peiris that they have in their house, that's called, it's not their own peiris, it didn't grow in their field. It grew in someone else's field, and they picked it. They took it into their house. They stored it. They brought it into their house. In their house. Now it's called l'chaim in asodas. They have to make beer. But after the beer, when they're mafket, they're permitted still to use these peiris also. Ashirim means that these are the peiris which he took from his own field. So here we have a machlokes tanoim, if he's permitted to eat these peiris after the beer. If the bailam, after he was mafker, his peiris, he's allowed to take it as, so that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, echad aniyim echad ashirim oich lemacher rabiyah. The sefer toni, mishesh loy peiris shviyis, vigiyah shas abir, mechalik mehem l'shchenov, l'kreivov, l'yoidov. First of all, he has a teivis hano, he can give it away to whoever he wants to. Then if there's no one to give it to, moitzi miniach ha-pesach beisai, v'oimer achenu beis Yisrael, mi shetzorech litel yitel. He says his droshe, and v'choizer ha-machnes l'seich beisai, dvorem ha-yetzim in ha-leiv, nichnes al-ha-leiv, his leiv is the closest leiv, so mainly he heard his droshe also. Achenu, he's also, the droshe was set for himself also, mi shetzorech litel yitel, v'choizer ha-machnes. He made mitzvahs beer, now I can take it in, musach beisei, v'holach v'oichel ad sheichlo. V'oim eri hod amashme b'chol mokim leser lechel achar habir. It seems that you're not allowed to eat after the beer. Hainuk shemashe bebeisei becheske shaloi. If he did not do this mitzvah, he did not do the ceremony. I'll go out and I'll say the droshe and then I'll take it back in again. So I'll leave it here to begin with. No, then he made a grubben toys. If he did not say the droshe, so then he's not allowed to eat it. Heinrich Shemashe Bebeise Becheske Shaloin, he wasn't mafka. Avali mafkiroye mitziyem reshusa sheyoichul kol mi sheyirtein odom. So Tosfos says that you have to be mafkeris for a behema and a chaye. The Ramban lemaised, the Ramban ala Teire says that this is pshat in Rashi. The Ramban ala Teire says Rashi is oi. He brings Rashi, shemafkiron gamkein lebehemes. That means that's the posik, that the hefker has to be, you cannot take these peiris and put them into an enclosed place where animals can't get to them. The hefker has to be in a mokim that people can get it and animals can get it. That has to be the mokim beer. And if the animals are around, they're also listening to the droshe, they want to take some, you can't stop them. That is the beer. So Memele, in the Ramban says the Mekor is fakert, but the droshe Rashi brought. Rashi brought tastes that it should be lachaya asher ba'artzecho. Lachaya asher ba'artzecho, that fakert lefhemter lachaya asher ba'artzecho. The posik is speaking about tia kotvu also lechel. So this is speaking about the mitzvah's beer. There has to be a beer for a chaya also. The Ramban himself learns that this is, you don't need that. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be for the chaya shel ba'artzecho. The Ramban says that you mafkit for people. You don't have to be mafkit for chayas. Tzrichem levarem mishusom, lafkirom, laniyim, ulechol odom. That's how the Ramban learns pshat. So according to the Ramban, we have to understand, so where did the Pasuk speak about beer, that we can learn from the word artzecha, that the beer has to be ba'oretz. היסוד רבנו דוד, רבנו דוד says as follows. Rabbeinu David, the Yerushalmi, when the Yerushalmi brings down this drosha, the Yerushalmi says the drosha a little differently. The Yerushalmi says the drosha is Ba'artzecha yiyeh kol tvuoso lechel. That's how the Yerushalmi brings down the drosha. Ba'artzecha yiyeh kol tvuoso lechel. So from the Rabbeinu David, it would seem that you have to be mafkirit for aniyeh artzecha. Not lechaya. Rashi's talking lechaya, that's a chelik of the beer. The milmes chaya, or the Yerushalmi in Perek Vav, Masechta Shviyos, says the drosh is that the beer has to be ba'oretz, ba'artzecha yikol tfuoso lechel. That pshat is that you have to be mafkirit ba'artzecha yikol tfuoso lechel, that the bnei Eretz Yisrael should be able to eat the Peiris HaMufkorim. And the Rabbeinu David says, Fakad, he says, this makes much more sense than Rashi's Mahalach. He says, if the whole beer is a beer of Hefker, so the Pasuk is telling us, you have to be mafkirit for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Ba'altzot you call for also lechel. But he says, if you're destroying it, so you have to destroy the Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand Rashi. Fakad, he understands the Ramban, Talmud of the Ramban. He understands the Ramban much better in Svore, and it seems that was the drosha. The drosha was ba'artzachati. That is the beer. Ba'artzachati kol tvuoso lechel. The beer is that now everyone is. You're not allowed to keep it for yourself. It should be for everyone to eat. So memele, that has to be ba'artzachal. Bethlehem, I think the Mephoshim say, the Machlaika says that this is a drosh lechatchila, a fellow b'diyevit. It's a tirch, it's only a chatchila to get in, so the Tanakam holds, if he took it out, but he found it. And according to others, b'diyevit has to be ba'artzach, or kot for us alech. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Safra nofak me Eretz Yisrael lechutz alorech. Havibadei garbe de chamre de shvitz. He had with him a barrel of wine. Shvitzik a barrel of wine. Lovu badei ravhune berei de ravikim rav kahan. And his, together with him was ravhune and rav kahan. Now it seemed it was higiyas manabir. So now he had to know, what do you do? Do you go back to Eretz Yisrael or kibi mevayret bim koimai? Now these two Amiroim, Rav Hune, and Rav Kahane were Tamidim of Rav Abo. Om Alohu, Ike de Shmir Leiminei de Rabbi Abo, Alochik Rav Shimon ben Elozer, Eloi. Did anyone hear if the Aloch is like Rav Shimon ben Elozer? That means, are we Machmer, that Yarzulim Koimon, or no? The Omar, so, that's it, Omalei, yeah. Omalei Rav Kahana, Ochi Omar Rav Abo, Alochi Rav Shimon Elozer. Pasnat Rav Shimon Elozer, we have to go back to Eretz Yisrael to make beer. Omalei Rav Hune, Berei de Ravike, Ochi Omar Rav Abo, Ein Alochi Rav Shimon Elozer. Rav Hune said, no, Rav Abo, so we don't pass Rav Shimon Elozer. You can do it here. Omar Rav Safre, Nekoit Oklola, de Rav Hune Biyodach. Oh, Rav Hune is right. Rav Hune said, Rav Abo said that you don't have to go back, Rav Hune is right. The dayik v'gomar shmaitzei mipume de rabbe. He was a good dayik. You see, akaponim between Rav Hune and Rav Kahane, one didn't hear good. So the dayikin is Rav Hune. Rav Hune is a good dayikin. So if he said Rav Abo said ein aloch yab shimon alozer, that's right. He's a dayikin like Rechava de Pumpedisa. Rechava was a meiridik dayikin. The Omer Rechava. Omar Rebbe Yehuda, we'll see in Rashi, Harabai Yistov, Kofalo Yistov, Lefnim Yistov. That means it was a whole Shaila, if Rav Yehuda said it, the Rebbe Yehuda said it, Rechove, when Rechove said a vote, you can know he was a Meredik Dag, he said, Rebbe Yehuda, you know, Rebbe Yehuda said it. Kori Alei Rav Yosef, that was Rav Safra's Droshe. So Rav Safra Lamaise, he breathed a sigh of relief. Rav Hune said, Rav Abo said, you don't have to go back. And Rav Hune's a daikin is Baruch Hashem. Kori alei Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, he said pshat in the posik, Ami be'eitzoi yishol, umakloi yagidloi. So the posik kipshutai means that they used to ask their shailas to their getchkes, which were made out of, which made out of eitz. Umaklo yagidloi, his makel will tell them what to do. So Rabbi Yosef said, "This adrosha kol hamekeloi magidloi." He heard a kula to shen gezuk tashtik teire. That means Rav Huna said, Rav Abo said, "You don't pass not shimon alozos." Oh yeah, yeah. Rav Huna's taken gerech. Rav Huna became the daikin after he said Rav Abo that Rav Abo passed not like Rav Shimon ben Alozo. It's a very sharp word of Rav Yosef. Someone were also like this one. Here, no, Ramayish is making, no, Baruch Hashem. Someone told me Ramayish was back. I have to hear all, have to feel the whole the chumas of Ramayish. I look upon him, but that's, kol ha-meikah lo yagid lo. Is, let us see Rashi. Lovu bade nislavu ime bachabura. Minei der avabo, talmid of hoyu. Tekimlu, kimlei de iu daik shmaite mi pumi der rabbi. Kshe ashmua yoitze mi pi rabbi. He tells the Rebbe to repeat himself again. He's already medak. He says yes or no. He gets the memory straight. Rebbe Yehuda. Sofik shama me Rabbi Yehuda me Rebbe Yehuda nesid avanami budor. Stav kafaloi, it's the boys, sovim like fuloi sulif nimizu, there were rows of benches. Kori Rav Yosef alei, the Rav Safra, that makl, Rav Safra api galba, the chamra mea tisola chutzlots. Ikshe ribo, the snambe per gbov, the shviyis emitzin shemen tzreife, u peire shviyis min oretz lachutzlots. Now let's take out peire shviyis, period. So what's some of the pshat in Rav Safra? That's speaking about you're not allowed to take out perish shviyas to eat in chutz lo'etz. For Rav Safra apik l'schoire, Rav Safra took it out l'schoire, the yesh schoire shemoteres is, even though perish shviyas is also b'schoire, but there's a certain types of schoire, small amount of perish, that one is permitted to sell. So Tosfos is very shver, the Dvar Shmuel, the Bikas Avraham speak about it, that, first of all, the svar chitzoin, to eat, you're not allowed to, but you're allowed to sell it. And what is Yenny gonna do with it? So, zichanat mastava that I'm not allowed to eat, and he's allowed to eat perish shviyas and chutzlos. Because Avram wants to say that, maybe he sold it to Yenny, and he made it night that Yenny should eat it, and Yenny should eat it in Eretz Yisrael. Just sold it to him in chutzlos. Nami b'shoigi kaitziya, the whole thing was taken out, Shaloik Allah, but was Beshoigik. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Eloi cut Kafniyosa de Shviyas. Rabbi Eloi cut down a deco Beshviyas. But what's Kafniyosa? Zok the Rashi deco toin Kafniyos, fein tmorim ktanim shaloi bishlo. These were unripe dates. Vikotat ha deco la eitzim. He needed the wood. But by doing that, he did, so the kofniyas, the tmorim, were nifsad already. They will never get ripe, they'll never grow. So he was mafsid perish shvivs. Frek the Gemara, heicha ovit hochi, lo'och lo'omar rachmona, v'loy lehefsid. You're not allowed to destroy perish shvivs. V'chitei mahanim, ili heicha denochis lepeire, maybe you'll tell me, when is there an iso to destroy peiris shviyas when it's got already a shame peiris? When it's edible. Avol heichad leinochis lepeire loi. But if when he destroyed it, it as yet was not edible, so then there's no iso of to destroy peiris shviyas. Oh, marav nachman, amarabba baravua, hani maschali de olem. Hani maschali de olem. These maschali are a type of a shema on Peiris Ola, Asiri. So they also, we learn out from a posik that the shema of a pre Ola is also like olam. Hoyo, so the maschali are a shema. Hoyo v'nas a shema l'peiri, because it's a shema l'peiri. V'shema l'peiri emes habit. When these maschali is a shema that is on the peiri, when it is kufri. Kufri is kafniyosa. That means the tmorim have a shema on the peiri when it is in a, when it is kafniyosa, when it is small. As the peiri progresses to grow, so these maschali fall off. So this is a shomer on the peiri only when bisman kafniyosa. And Rav Nachman said that this shomer is also because it's a shomer le peiri. So we see kafniyosa has a shem peiri already. And that's why the shomer is also. So we're back to the old kasha. You wanted to tell me that in the matzav of kafni yosa doesn't have a shame peiri, so there's no din of lo'ochlo v'loy lehefsid. In fact, the Gemara from Rav Nachman said menita zoi. Rav Nachman says that the maschli, the shomer of kafni yosa is also machila bano, because it's a shomer le'peiri, so we see that it has already a teiris peiri. In this stage of kafni yosa, let us see Rashi. The nochas lepeiri peiri shen nigmar osa lapsida. So Moses noch nit as a maschli da ol o shomer hagodel svivais atmorim bekatno. This is a shomer that grows around the tmorim. They are still small. Kein pekes hagodel svivais hagoyzeyar hadakes. Asiri mishum ole deloyhavi ke'etz. This is not considered it's an eitz. El Hashem peiri aleim. It has Hashem peiri. Hoyul dinasu shoyim ala peiri. So it has now Hashem peiri. Agavuch, we mentioned from a Rashi, daf chavovim at beis, that's when we have the same raya from this Rashi also. There's a machlikas orishoinim, there's a machlikas achoinim, the Magnavrom and Taz. We learn out that Hashem ala peiri is by ole is also. So there's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and Taz, how to learn pshat. The Magen Avraham learns pshat that the ribui, that a shema l'peiri as a din peiri, is a gilui that it has a shem peiri. So therefore, the Magen Avraham says, if a person eats the peels of an orange, he makes a beire priyeitz. Because the reason it's also ba'ola, because the Torah was megala that the shema peiri is a shem peiri. The Taz says, Nitazoi, on the peels of oranges, you don't make a beir priyeitz. That's a din in Ola, that the shema peiri is also asa, but not that it gets a shem peiri. So therefore, you will not make a beir priyeitz on orange peels. Al kaponim, Rashi says over here, Elo shem peiri aleihem, oil den asa shem ula peiri. Rashi weiss toch eis, the gili akro is that it gets a shem peiri. V'shem peiri emes habe bekufri, k'shehen k'tanois, when is it a shame of a peiri? When the chink tanis v'kufru kofnis v'kshegdeilim huyoveish it dries up v'neifel al mekofni yis kruyin peiri. So we see that kofni is also a shame peiri. So memele, so it's a kasha on Rabbi Loi. So how is he permitted to cut down the tree and be mafsid the kofnis? And for the Gemara, Rav Nachman the Omer k'Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, this Shaila, if Kofnius has a Shem Peiri or not, is a Machlokes Tanoim. And Rav Nachman paskan like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Loi did not paskan like Rabbi Yosi. What's this Rabbi Yosi? This not. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Smodar Osar Mibnei Shu Peiri. Smodar is, as soon as the blossom falls off the vines of a vineyard, so the first semblance of a peiri, of a grape that is on the vine, after the blossom falls off, that's called smoda. Smoda by anovim is equivalent to kofniyos by tmor. Rabbi Yosi said, smoda also mibnei shu peiri. He's talking about olam estava. Upligi rabbonon olei, the rabbonon say no, that smodar doesn't have a shem peiri. So memela, so now shalom al Yisrael. Rabbi Loi holds like the chachamim that's modal does not have a shame peri. So memele, so there's no, so who adin kofen yis does not have a shame peri. So memele, so he, there's no din la achla v'loy lehefset. Rav Nachman paskin like Rav Yosi, that smodar has a shame peri, so who adin kofen yis, so memele, so therefore he said, maschali dol is also al shame v'le peri. Fact the Gemara, that's not a good teretz. Maskiv lo Rav Shimi min Ardoi, umi pligi rabbonon leid Rav Yosi b'shar ilonais. That is true, there is a machloikis between Rav Yosi and the Chachamim by Anovim. When does it get a teretz peri by Anovim? Rav Yosi holds modar is already a peri, the Chachamim holds modar as yet not a peri. But we'll see, but by Shara Lonis, everyone is moided to Rabbi Yossi, the Mishi Yetzioi. As soon as the Peri becomes visible, the smaller shear, it has a Teres Peri. Vosnan, we learned, Me'e Messiah Koitzis and Esa Lonis Bishviyas. When are you not permitted to cut Elonis Bishviyas? Beishami Oimrim call Elonis Mishi Yetzioi. So Poshib Shatis, as soon as the Peri first comes out, and this is modal, this is kofniyai, so there's a shame peri already, and you are not permitted to cut down the tree because you mafsed the peri. Besil aloimrim, no, it doesn't have a shame peri right away. Acharuvim, when does charuvim have a shame peri? Mishi yishar shar shiru. See in Rashi exactly what this is. Vakfonim, mishi agriyum. So what did Basilo say? That till that man, it doesn't have a champagne. Aber vishar kol elonis, any other elon besides chuvim, zeisim, and anovim is mishayetziu. So we see klar that the whole machloikis is, by anovim there's a machloikis, that's true. By anovim there's machloikis. Aber by Sharkalonis, everyone is moide, the shir is Mishayetziu. So lechayre by tomorrow, the shir should be Mishayetziu. So we're back again with the Kashin Rabbi Loi. For Omar Rav Asi, so Rav Asi said, that's what it says, let's just explain what Mishayagriu means. By Anovim, the shir is Mishayagriu. Omar Rav Asi, who boisor, he girua. That's what the Tana calls girua, that is boisor, by Anovim. Who pull a lovon? This is a white bean. In fact, the mother pull a lovon salkadait. We're speaking about a grape now. Ela'ema shiuroi ki pull a lovon. So al kaponim, the machlekes beisilul and beishamai is by grapes. What is the minimum shear that it gets a shame peri? Beishamai says misheyetziu, which is smoda, and beisilul says boiso, which is the size of a pull a lovon. So zuk the gemazay man shamet leidomo boiser ein smoda loy. Now beis hillel that says the shir is boiser rabbonon. So beis hillel hold like the rabbonon, not like Rabbi Yosi, that the shir is boiser. Uktoni shal kol elonos mishayetziu. So we're back again to the kasha and Rabbi Loi. How was he permitted to cut down the tree? Eller and for the gemala Rabbi Loi bidenischeni. Cuts. There was a different reason that Rabbi Loi cut it, because it was b'din nischani. We'll see exactly in Rashi what this means. Zogt Rashi, Rav Nachman doma peiri shaloi nigma kori peiri doma kerab yoisi doma mishanoflo pirchei agefen v'nires tzura sanob v'aynus moda osa mishamolim neshu peiri. Pligi rabbonon olayim seches ola diktoni reisha haolim valulovim ekvanim esmodar mutorim mishum ola deol smodar is mutar rabbi loy dovat ki rabbonon. But the Gemara, no, the whole machloikis is dafke beinovim ba'od bain or b'shari lon is chutz migefen and koitzitz and leitzim im neishim afsa da peri b'chmona malach lo v'loy lehevset b'sheyeitziu tchiles haolim b'mei nisn. It's a very schwer Rashi. The Rishash asks on Rashi, the Rashi says the Shir Yaitziyu is even before you see the peri at all, as soon as the leaves come out. That's not like, in Beisilo also says, Shar Ilonis Mishayitziyu means when the leaves come out. Our whole sugya is that our whole sugya says nitazoi. Our whole sugya says that the iser of hefsid is when the peri first comes out, not when the leaves come out. Rashi in Brochus Taka says when the peri comes out. That's Rabbi Kevegas Kasha. You'll see indentations and lines there. That is kepul alov. This the nates by zaysim is similar to maschali, which is a type of a shema. V'doymle bebroches. It's a type of a shema. Who boiser the omar kol heichad esnan? Oy boiser oy girua kulu chodaninu. Boiser snan begitten mishas knisat amayim le boiser. Pula loven sal kadaita chod bekfonim kaima. We are speaking about kfonim. Uman tane de shomer le domo boiser hu dahave peri. Who is the Tana that holds Boiser as a peri? Avo. K'diktoni mishi yagri udainu Boiser avo smodaloi. Rabonani uktoni demoide bishar ilonis. Here it says demoide bishar ilonis. Hoda ravasi. Hu Boiser hu giru anoket hoche. Mishim dleitemi giru aine smodal Rabbi Yosi. He doesn't want to say that maybe this is going according to Rabbi Yosi and giru would be smodal, so then you don't have any raya from shar kol ilonis what the chachomim hold. And for the Gemara, b'denischani kotz. So the Gemara says, the Maisa of Rabbi Loi was a different story. T'morim shel dekel zochel, ve'enon mizbashlin boy oilomis. To remain on the dekel will not at all make it right. So what do you do? V'goydren oison benitzen, you cut them benitzen, you harvest them benitzen, ve'en mizbashlois me'aleim b'chli kapis t'morim. They never will grow, and they'll get softer by putting them in a kli of kapis mo. So memelio hilkach rabbi loy le'afsid midi, because by remaining on the tree would not grow side by side. So memelio, so there was no hefsid whatsoever, so therefore he was permitted to cut down the ilon.